Good morning, Dr. Shane. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry analysis, Kiefer, KEI-FEI. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. 425-24, Mrs. Kiefer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period, although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC after bronchodilators was 0.80 period. New paragraph compared to a prior study dated 5/19/22, there's been improvement period of paragraph impression and minimal restrictive lung disease without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity showing improvement. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Henry Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 4/25/24, Mr. Rabin performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95% period. The patient achieved 257 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 92% period. The patient did pause for 4 minutes and 7 seconds due to dyspnea, period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Bronowski. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/25/24, Mr. Bronowski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction and compared to a prior study dated 1/17/24. There's been improvement period of paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joan Yaros, YAROS. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA on 4/25/24. This is Yaros, performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with minimal restriction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/28/23, there's been improvement period of paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Frell, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/25/24, Mrs. Farrow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired with a severe degree of airways obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FE. No significant change period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component. Me too.